This is GQDN for Friday, November 17th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/CryptQuest. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get your stuff. Put in the code called QUEST and get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. And by Patreon.com/CryptQuest and by StackUp.org. In today's news, we got lots of sales for you. And what was the best sales for the UK last month? And what's going on with Unity? Well, we'll get to that here in a minute because we begin today with .esports.com, and they're saying that some data mining was going on World of Warcraft for patch 10.2.5. And basically they're looking at how raiding is going on now, because apparently there's some changing that's going on. Now, back on yesterday, Blizzard did reveal that there's an upcoming patch. We'll have some minor changes to the old world content. But Wowhead did some data mining and did suggest that there's some new items coming to the game. And in fact, that's what they said on Twitter. Quote, new trinkets have been data mining for patch 10.2.5, which give the raid buff effects. Chaos Brand and Bloodlust, and it is the Chaos Brand, item level 13. It is bind when picked up, and it's a trinket. The equip says your damage brands the target, increasing magic damage taken by 5%. The sell price is 35 gold. So that's the first item, and that would be helping out to mages, druids, priests, and warlocks. But there's the Blood of Manoroth Will. And has a bloodlust effect, and that'll help out demon hunters and death knights. And there's also the Ankh of Reincarnation, which will resurrect you when you receive lethal damage. So there is that. So have fun. Now we get to a little bit of business stuff, because Unity 6 engine will indeed launch next year, and this comes to us from Eurogamer.net. Because that's going to have some, quote, responsibility sources, AI tools. So that was part of the Unite event that did feature performance improvements and some multiplayer game development. In fact, Mark Whitten, the president and general manager of Unity Create, did say, quote, the company is doubling down on the areas that our creators care about the most, specifically the engine. We are here to listen and understand our community's challenges and provide solutions that help. We are focused on managing our development of AI capabilities in a transparent, responsible manner. Our approach is to think through how we can deliver tools that are easy for creators to use, responsibly sourced, with the output that creators can feel confident in using their projects. So, there is indeed that. We'll keep an eye and see how many people use that. Now we get to some really good stuff, because we're going to start with spoiling you with Baldur's Gate 3. GG Mania did say that the physical deluxe edition for Baldur's Gate 3 has been announced, and it's on pre-orders. So if you don't have the game, you might want to hold off if you buy physical editions. Because, well, here's what's in there. For the digital deluxe content, it'll have Divinity Item Pack, Bard Song Pack, Exclusive Dice Skin, Paintings from Rivlin, Adventurer's Pouse, Digital Original Soundtrack, Digital Art Book, and a Digital Character Sheets. The physical goodies are the original game soundtrack, a map, there are stickers, patches, a Mind Flayer poster, and you have the game disc, which would go for PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X, and a game box. Now, Nintendo did say that there's a list for the UK sales, and well, we'll see. We got the digital, and that was EA Sports FC 24. Number two was Spider-Man 2, and Assassin's Creed Mirage took third. Now, the physical edition for this list is EA Sports FC 24 that took first place. Spider-Man 2 took second place, but Super Mario Bros. Wonder took third place. Let's get to some sales now, shall we? We'll start with Rock Paper Shotgun, and there is a laptop that is on sale for an early Black Friday. Well, more than just one, I'm sorry. The UK deals, I'm not going to concern myself with those, but the US deals are indeed here. The Gigabyte G5 is $750. The MSI Thin GF is $800. The one from Newegg is $849. The MSI Pulse GL66 is $1,037. The MSI Stealth 14 is $1,100. And there are quite a few more. If you're in the UK, hey, I got them in the GQDN show notes. You want to see the full list for the US? Once again, the GQDN show notes on Discord. Patreon.com/GroupQuest. Join our Discord. You'll see it all. Now, Polygon did say that Black Friday board game does have some pandemic legacy games. So, all a part of Amazon's Black Friday. You can find games like Catan and the Seven Wonders, Pandemic, that would include Pandemic Legacy Season 2, Pandemic Legacy Season 0, Robo Rally, Dead of Winter, and Under Falling Skies. Even the World of Warcraft Wrath of the Lich King, a Pandemic system board game, is on sale too. And that's $40. And the Pandemic base game is at $30. You can see all that on Amazon. A whole bunch of different board games, a whole bunch of different prices. I bought some monitors to go with that stuff too. Well, if you want to get a PC, you should have the monitors to go with. Once again, Polygon. And they are showing the 27-inch Acer Nitro, which is $170. The Corsair Zenzon Flex is $1,300. Was $2,000. That's a 45-inch monitor. Deal with it. The Samsung Odyssey G9 QLED, which is $800. And once again, that's a 49-inch monitor. Big things. And the Samsung Oddity Neo G7 is at $600. That's a 43-inch behemoth. So you can take a look at those. Amazon and Best Buy for those ones. Polygon also has the SSD and micro cards, along with some heat sinks, so be aware. These things can go to your PlayStations, maybe some Xboxes, and certainly some other devices that you have. So, with that said, the Samsung 990, $90 at Best Buy, $150 for the 2TB Best Buy. The Pro SSD, Samsung 9900, is $130 for the 2TB. It depends on the read and write speeds, because there's another version that's $5 more. And there are many more, such as the Samsung Evo micro SD card, which is at $15. The SanDisk Ultra micro SD card, $37, along with a few other things. Oh, there is a game that's out there too. It's free to play. It's Ilang, and it's up on your Nintendo Switch if you want it. The game does support 20 players, which would basically have players to stop the Ilang, and it is free to play. Oh, PlayStation just announced their Black Friday deals too. And they have early access, which means the Spider-Man 2 bundle is now $500. That's the Slim model. PlayStation 5 Slim Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 bundle, once again $500. DualSense controllers, all colors, $49. PSVR 2, $500. Last of Us Part 1, $46. Final Fantasy 16 is $40. Up to 30% off of PlayStation Plus, so on and so forth. Assassin's Creed, $40. Diablo 4, $50. And you can get the bundles there at Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, and Dell once they stock back up on some of those models. So, yep. You can go check those out. Thank you, IGN. And GameSpot did say that there's an 8-bit do Ultimate Bluetooth controller that's on sale as well. It's $56 with the charging dock. And you can buy it in white and black. Oh, by the way, Eliza P by GameSpot is also on sale. You can find it at Best Buy and Amazon, but Eliza P is down to $50 on Best Buy and Amazon. So you can go check those out. In the meantime, you can go check us out tomorrow at twitch.tv/DawnForge. Oh yeah, we know, the Race to World First is on too. No winners yet. But we may talk about that tomorrow. Certainly the Game Awards tomorrow. twitch.tv/DawnForge. This has been a DawnForge production. 2023, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.